brush my teeth because the plaque on my teeth protects me, forms a barrier that protects my teeth against these this Diet Coke, which my brain needs for brain health. This is the type of thing that you get on the Sam Hyde Show. You're not going to get anywhere else. Leave the plaque on your teeth to protect it against environmental damage.
There's something to that.
There's a lot to that. I don't brush my teeth ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're pearly yellow.
Golden, you could say.
Golden teeth. Yeah. All right, so let's get into it. What's been happening? It's not stapled. Did I tell you the one way to make me go psychotically rageful is to not staple stacks of paper? We're lucky this still appears to be in order. One of the benefits of Twitter is you get instantaneous health benefits. It's the wisdom of the crowd is what you get. For example, my urine smells like butter, hot butter popcorn, and it burns when I pee, and it's been like that for 3 years. So Twitter, get on the case. What's up with me? We're gonna find out next. But Twitter has diagnosed Ethan Klein. I believe they're saying he's got Cushing's syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Cushing's syndrome is, but I guess it makes you look like that. And he's taking Ozempic, which is seemingly a miracle drug. Ryan, have you tried Ozempic yet?
I've tried. I've dabbled. It's kind of a gateway drug, so I'm being careful about it. But
you were on Ozempic though.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually taking Ozempic.
Are you actually?
I actually am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Have you noticed me getting kind of thinner?
Actually, yeah, but like that's why I'm worried. But that's why I have to ask you if you're serious.
I'm on Ozempic. I promise.
Couldn't be related.
I'm on Ozempic. It is working.
You look good.
I've lost like 20 pounds so far. I've been on Ozempic for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are the side effects?
My dick doesn't work.
Fine. What's next?
I feel very low energy, almost like I'm dying.
What do you need energy for?
I don't know.
These all sound like more benefits.
Suicidal ideation.
Okay.
But there is a drug you can take that makes you want to not kill yourself. Mm-hmm. It is $2,500 a month.
What is that?
That's a lot of money to a guy like me. I have a buddy who's like a prolific writer and musician, and he's the funniest guy on the planet. He's also like a classically broke guy, like has never had a car, has never had a job, cannot function in society at all, has nothing. And we were just laughing because there is a drug that he was recommended that makes it so you don't want to kill yourself. Like he needs this. I think he was saying it was $1,500 a month or something. And we were just laughing because we immediately both, the joke is that he can't ever afford that. It's not something that's in the realm of possibility for him. But Ethan Klein, looking bad, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that he's got Ethan Klein syndrome.
Chronic.
Chronic, uncurable, fatal, in fact, it's terminal. Unfortunately, he's got terminal Ethan Klein syndrome.
Look like Cushing syndrome got him.
What's the thinner thing?
People on Ozempic, they watch the movie Thinner, and it's not to like the very end where they think he looks unhealthy. They're like, what's wrong? This is going great.
Yeah. I used to do that to my mom whenever she was being a pest. I would go, I curse you, thinner. Which she didn't like that. The amount of Lena Dunham in the world has unfortunately doubled, guys. Somebody tweeted a picture of Lena in 2015. I said, it's insane that this is when Sam Hyde called her fat. And now, wow. Wow. I'm envious of this. I want to get to the sort of level of celebrity Lindy effect sort of ingrained in the culture or in the minds of the tastemakers, because nobody cares about Lena Dunham. Nobody likes her. Nobody watches her stuff. Nobody. This isn't even a woke DEI thing. It's just that there's no one looks at her or listens to her. She's washed. But she's still called into action to perform, to come do circus tricks like a big circus bear. I hope you guys bought in early. I got in when it was under six figures. So at this point, I'm doing pretty good on Lena Coin. I think it's going to 100x from here for sure. I can almost afford to buy her breakfast next week. Lena, you better not Lena on that podium or you'll be Dunhams.
I used to be a huge Lena Dunham fan, honestly, and but she got overwhelming for me. She's a little too big now. It's a little too much, honestly. They need to put her on the opposite of Ozempic. I don't know what they put
Nozempic.
No, they should start feeding her just to see what happens.
See how big she gets until she explodes.
What if the joke is just that she's got to feed her boyfriend? Who's like really handsome?
She has a boyfriend?
She might. We don't know. What if she has a rich, handsome guy who's just a feeder who wants to make her 500 pounds?
It's dark. I don't know why that exists, but it's real. It's a real phenomenon.
It would be so good just to kick her in the chest.
Both feet.
When this bitch farts, it smells like Amy Schumer. That's because she ate Amy Schumer. But yeah, here when she's at this podium, she's talking about how special and amazing it is to have a trans sibling. This is the sibling that she put rocks in her pussy. Need I remind you? Okay, this is why she has the nickname Pebbles. If you don't remember this, back in the day, around 2015, in Lena Dunham's memoirs, she explains how she put pebbles, like driveway rock pebbles, in her younger sister's vagina. This whole family, if you look at her father's art, look up Carol, I think his name's Carol Dunham, you look up his art, it's perverse freak shit. They are saturated in weird, nasty sex stuff. And Lena, when you die, I'm going to eat an entire cheesecake in your honor. How about that? Stiff Lip Sups is not a military company. They are a lower enlisted military company, quite the difference. Dippable pre-workout was designed specifically to raise your morale slightly. Stiff Lip pouches, this is brutal, will not stop your alimony payments, lower your child support obligations, help with your ever-growing alcohol problem. But it's guaranteed to raise your morale slightly. Stiff Lip Sups contains 300 milligrams of that's a ton of caffeine. Heart attack sups. Stiff Lip Sups contains 300 milligrams of caffeine per pouch, and each tin is 8 energy drinks worth of caffeine in your back pocket. If you're used to paying $4 at the Shopette for an energy drink along with a tornado for breakfast, ask us how we know. These will save you money.
Every time you said Stiff Lip Sups, it sounds like you're saying sucks.
Yeah, the other one sounds like junk medic. Sorry. Don't cut that out. I mean, it's true. We're helping them out here. Each pouch comes out to $1.31 per serving. Under half as expensive. Stiff Lip can be used for Motor Pool Mondays, standing by to stand by, picking fights in the bread van. Do we have a lot of troop fans? What's picking fights in the bread van? Is that when they shove soap up each other's asses or something? Or as a traditional... pre-workout. The pouches have a lower amount of beta-alanine and a high dose of caffeine. Their formula will not cause the pins and needles sensation associated with traditional pre-workouts. The copy is too long. Do they want help writing copies?
We could always rewrite them.
Longer's not better. Visit stifflipsups.com and use code SAM for 10%. Order store wide. And use code SAM for 10% all order store wide. So that's what they said. Okay. Even their caffeinated Chad discounted bundle, a discount on top of a discount. The product's so good you're getting 2 discounts. That's how you sell a product. Want it for cheaper? Here's even cheaper. It's worth nothing. Please send us something. Studio Ghibli memes. Trump shit, Nazi shit. You can do a KKK Studio Ghibli meeting. Do you really think Mr. Ghibli would want this? Oh, I can't stand it. Oh, look at all these Ghibli memes.
Yeah, this is all the worst of the worst.
This is the fastest that a meme template dropped and took over and is now totally dried up.
Yeah.
That's husk what of a nothing
I'm
thing
numb to this, yeah.
That I don't ever want to see again, although now I'm liking it. Now maybe bring it back.
We could turn this whole episode into a Ghibli meme.
We could. The overabundance of Ghibli memes on the X timeline highlights the main takeaway here. AI can produce non-uncanny valley, even beautiful artwork with entry-level effort. It looks very nice, but if everything can and will be Ghibli'd, the only impressive feat is if a meme somehow managed to avoid Ghiblification. Even before this AI stuff was reliable and usable, art was kind of gone.
Yeah.
Refinement culture stuff with logos. If you go to WeTransfer.com and you look at their artists, the showcase, the stuff that they pay for and sponsor this stuff, it was already taking over before AI. So AI cannot be held solely responsible for the degeneration of the creative arts. I think it was already sort of long gone, probably 5 or 10 years after DeviantArt came into existence.
Art was always going in the direction of more anesthetized, dehuman, minimalist, socialist slop. So in a weird way, although the tools are completely imbalanced where there's entry-level AI, and then there's like, you know, After Effects or Illustrator-level, they're both saying two different things. It's almost like the effort and the output are flopped. They're flopped.
I haven't thought about it too much just because I've been pretty black-pilled on most of what people spend their time doing artistically, even before AI. So I haven't put much thought into it. Like the coffee shop graphic design stuff that people were paying for, it's so replaceable, it's so cookie cutter, it should be smashed and destroyed, and the people that make it and are good at it, they should be working at Subway and McDonald's and OnlyFans, and fucking, they should be poor and broke. I hate them.
So you think it's a cream will rise to the top scenario?
It's not necessarily that. It's just that the shit that's currently sitting at the top is going to be smashed down.
Mm.
This graphic design girl that we're going to post, one of her lines is, kill the design cop in your head. Now let's show some graphic design books on screen. Let's show some examples of good art that people were paying for before AI. The faster the people that make this stuff can be disenfranchised and made penniless, the better, the healthier it is for society. It's just nothing but a benefit from that standpoint. So there you go. Although I will say, if you're a musician or a video editor or a whatever, illustrator, what have you, graphic designer, you shouldn't shy away from using AI for reference, for inspiration, for a sort of base layer type thing. You definitely need to utilize this stuff or you're going to get left behind, and that's just how it is. There's no shortage of people who have a chip on their shoulder about, I mean, this is ever, since whenever. These guys got a printing press? Fuck that. We make books the old way. Which has validity. That's why it's a thing you can grab onto. There is validity in old systems. There are aspects that are better. But clinging to it in this kind of knee-jerk, emotional, angry, chip on the shoulder way, the reason those people do that is because they're not good enough. The chip on the shoulder guy, you can find these guys in any industry. They've got a punk rock negative reaction to new technologies. I'm not going to use Adobe Illustrator. I use cut paper. I do this, I cut it out of paper. It's made by hand. That's usually a cope. There are times where made by hand is better, but it's usually the case that somebody's just not good enough. They're not fast enough. They're not hardworking enough. They're not inventive enough to keep up with younger people or more professional people who are actually making shit. If you're a creative, evaluate your own reaction to AI and be honest about yourself about it. So I think it looks like shit. I don't think you should use this stuff for like your final product, but using it for ideation or for reference images, it's better. You're going to steal from Instagram and Arena, so you might as well just steal from something that's a compilation of the best thievery you can get.
You can utilize the AI as sort of scaffolding. And what I've seen with what you're just saying about all these people, you see on Twitter specifically, all these artists who, a lot of them really skilled, just completely saying, oh, AI art, it's evil, it's going to be used to take our jobs, it doesn't do anything. If you can agree with them, you can disagree with them. At the end of the day, they're they're whining, they're whinging, has no effect.
Anytime anyone's like, there's going to be a mass revolution and people are going to reject this new thing. Has that ever happened once?
Oh, no.
There's a return to, like, young people are going right wing. There's obviously a resurgence of Christianity and stuff. But as far as, like, techniques and technologies, there's a small, like, subsect of people that still use CRTs and old video stuff.
I saw a Foley artist. It was like a Japanese guy, and he was watching. You saw that clip?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And he was like stomping around and going ripping shit. I don't know if there is a means to replace that guy, but even if so, there is something beautiful of, like, it doesn't matter how much effort you put into something, it matters about the product. Nobody's going to be like, oh, this tastes like shit, but you worked really hard on it. It's like, the product matters more.
It's synergistic. It's not work in a direction that doesn't benefit the end product. It's work that intertwines. That's the other thing is, if you want to set yourself apart, I follow all these, like, Instagram artists and designers and everything, and there's a ton of, like, maximalist Y2K inspired. There's a ton of stuff that's, like, Happy World Daddy inspired, CRT glitch stuff, chrome type. Like, a reason why I have had trouble hiring people to make to do illustration and graphic design stuff is because these people clearly don't understand the fundamentals of design. So the aesthetics, the sort, anything that's vaporwave, that kind of thing, that's like icing on the cake. Okay, the cake is composition, margins, angularity versus softness, negative space, being able to look at a word, a typeface, and tell if it was made with sincerity and reverence or if it's made with a cloying factory. That's what I see all the time, is stuff that is the aesthetic icing on the cake with no underlying fundamental structure that makes it, like, that allows it to be good. That's because there are young people doing this, and the fast aesthetic stuff is more gratifying to you immediately if you can master some kind of, like, chrome type thing. But that's how you can set yourself apart as AI becomes more and more prevalent, is being good with fundamentals so that you can have the sort of the taste and the sophistication and the reserve to, like, use this stuff properly down the line. Asmongold, our official sponsor, he had this warning to the world of professional illustration.
Take it away, as Osmond?
Yeah. Osmond. Oh, man. This is insane. And so you got Rivendell here. Yeah, so if you are an artist, this has been a really bad week for you. And I want to promise you that it's going to get worse, okay? So if you're an artist and this is upsetting you and you're worried, I want to promise you that it's only going to get worse. This is only the beginning. There will be like man-made horrors beyond the comprehension of the human mind. You don't even know what it's going to be like, right? And I would focus on a career change. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And focus, like, go be a plumber or something like that, right?
I don't want people to take away from this the like gloating that the computers are taking human jobs and that that's a good thing. Here's the case. The people who were formerly making money doing graphic design, doing illustration, okay, not people like Valentine who are illustrating what they want to illustrate, but the people who are getting paid gigs, they're doing graphic design for, like, Mint Mobile commercials. They're doing illustration for a package of toilet paper. It's all woke DEI, how gay and black and frizzy-haired problem woman can you be? How much of a weepy, retreating, sensitive freak can you be in the office via email? Anybody making money doing art and graphic design, they fucking suck. They're shitty people. They're mercenaries for hire. They would do the most woke, frizzy-haired, black, mixed race. And I'm not saying mixed race people are bad. I'm just saying, okay, you know who I'm talking about. Oh, that's a good picture right
there.
Dude,
this was outside of this is an LA Fitness. Somebody paid for this. Somebody made this. Somebody submitted it. Somebody okayed it. Somebody printed it.
I actually worked on that.
But what I was saying is it's good.
It's beautiful because there's almost a sphere effect.
Do a search for WeTransfer artists. The humans who have these jobs, they should be punished. They're not going to be plumbers. Asmongold, you think they're going to be plumbers? No. They're not cut out for work like that. They can't hang. This guy should be working in a fucking shoe store.
Guy looks familiar, actually.
Marcus Singleton. I guarantee you he looks like... Who's the guy from Vimeo? Reggie Watts? I will bet $500 it's a Reggie Watts looking fella. Look at this fucking guy. Yo. Ooh,
wow.
Brother, you need to learn how to size... shoes.
You better get one of them steel things with Marcus the numbers on it.
I would get one of those steel shoe sizers. Asmongold says you should learn to be a plumber. I wouldn't want you working on my plumbing. I don't think you can hang. I think you'd fuck it up. I think you'd bust a pipe. You'd be like, there's water everywhere. Day one as a plumber. It's over for you. There's no more gigs, okay? The computer's taking your job. I'll give you $500 just to go away, all right? How about that? Is this Marcus Lexington?
This is
we got to talk to one guy at a time. That's Paul
Let's get back
Paul to Paul which is a very weird-looking, sickly Serbian guy.
His artwork looked like Francis Bacon mixed with Gmod.
Where y'all getting these niggas?
Cartoonish.
Yo, where y'all even getting these niggas? I don't understand, yo. WeTransfer, where'd you even get these niggas, yo? Fruitcake Kendrick Lamar Factory is where these guys are coming from. Go back to Marcus, because I got to talk to him real quick. So look, you're not going to be able to hang as a plumber. Obviously, you're not built for that type of work. Look at you. You're wearing slouchy pajamas and got your Robert Kiyosaki glasses on right there because you're a cat lady who listens to the Pixies. You got her glasses on. Anyway, Marcus... Plumbing's not for you, okay? Manual labor, obviously, it will break you. You're more of a handout, sinecure kind of guy, and you're not going to get that. So what you need to do is you need to start learning the differences between New Balance and Nike, okay? The Nike's got a more narrow toe box. The New Balance, even their lifestyle shoes, they're going to offer more support. So if it's a bigger guy coming in the store, you could steer them more towards New Balance. They do have fashion options. They've got Made in USA. You're going to want to learn the differences between all the Air Force Ones. The best job that you could possibly have, Marcus, is working at a like Hypebeast sneaker store. So I think probably starting to pick these things up on eBay or Facebook Marketplace when you can and start to build a collection, that's going to yield dividends in 10 years. But that's as good as it's going to get for you. I like that he's smiling. I hope you keep smiling because this is the most money you'll ever have. It's going to be gone, spent in 5 years, and a computer is going to be doing your job for you, making gay, black fruitcake. What's this painting? Oh, it's called the faggot. It's the gay guy. The explanation behind this painting is 2 pages long. Her body is being evaluated by a man reclining. The plant in the background is growing, but it's growing in the wrong way. The painting is called We Grow the Wrong Way. What a good painting. Wouldn't you want that in your house? Over your bed.
He looks like he's doing that dance with the knees.
Probably that's how
a guy sits like this.
This is the best art. This guy should be paid. He's the best artist. This is good stuff. Unfortunately, this job will no longer exist in 10 years. In 5 years, it's going to be gone. So enjoy it while it lasts. Get that money, Marcus. Get whatever money you can right now. Yo, this is fucking retarded, bro.
We have Inception-level physics happening in the background where the street is now bent. But on the brighter side, though, you know, you get somebody in a pair of New Balances, you're going to help their back feel better instead of hurting people's eyes with this shit.
So, yeah, this is one time where I actually agree with Asmongold. Most of the time, I think he's talking out of the side of his mouth. I don't agree with that guy at all. But this time, he's right.
If that was in The Office, I'd probably have to cover it, honestly. But
if you see something like that in real life, you have to destroy it. It exists to destroy you.
Right.
This is why the Nazis were so hyper-focused on aesthetics. Have you heard of surrealist prisons or the surrealist prison?
Yeah.
But they had these Salvador Dali type guys build the worst possible prison.
Like a panopticon?
Weimar?
No, worse. During the Spanish Civil War, Laurentic, if that's how it's pronounced, the French artist and architect, designed a series of experimental jail cells in Barcelona. These were not typical prisons, but rather psychological torture chambers, influenced by modernist and surreal aesthetics, drawing inspiration from Salvador Dali and Vasily Kandinsky. We don't even want to get into this. Close that, please. But
oh, that's interesting.
If you see some shit hanging on the wall, it's typically a weapon that's there to destroy you and ruin your life.
I've heard in this beautiful book, it's a children's book that I've read my kids, and it's like, basically the whole point of it is that your goal is to make the world more beautiful than what you came into it. And so this lady plants flowers and yada yada. It's cute. I think there's more to life than that, but that's, you know, a woman's brain. Just make it more beautiful. But there is a duty to improving your, it's like a weed growing.
Well, that's a basic thing that anybody with 115 IQ wants to flip on its head. It's self-evident that art should be beautiful and enrich life. Music, which is how you decorate time, should be beautiful and enrich life. And then if you go from being a 95 IQ guy to 115 IQ, you get brainwashed in these public schools, you just think you know better. All of a sudden you're trying to flip everything on its head. And you're like, well, what if art exists to make a statement, a powerful statement about nothing? It's one of these things, it's so obvious what the real answer is, that if you start to think about it, you can get yourself in trouble immediately because you already have the answer. So anywhere you go from there, you're losing.
Right.
Unless you loop back around and you get back to, oh, art should actually be beautiful and enrich life. Today's top 10 is the top 10 people who looked or were better fat. Sometimes it's because they end up looking unhealthy and gaunt. Sometimes their head looks too big after. Could be that they're left looking like they're getting fatter. You ever see somebody who's losing weight and it looks like they're getting fatter?
Yep.
But when they were fat, they looked in their natural, fully completed state, you know, the way God intended, but they start to lose weight and they look like they're on the way up to gaining weight. And it's disgusting. But if they look fat, if they're already fat, they come in and you say, you look healthy.
Better composition fat.
Your frame was holding it better. Here's number 10, Al Roker. This is a big one. You guys don't even know who Al Roker was, but I promise you, when he was fat, he was America's sweetheart, darling. Good guy. He starts losing weight. Why? Is it because he went to Epstein Island? I don't know. But he's losing weight and he looks sinister. He looks like an evil bad guy. He looks like he's on Epstein's Island right now. Partying, okay? This is what these Ozempic guys look like. Number 9, Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton, if you remember him, he was sort of a hero to many people, including myself, back in the day when he was a little overweight, a little husky. The Reverend. He should bleach his skin. Just for a twist. Can you imagine what that would do to people's minds? If Al Sharpton started bleaching his skin like Sammy Sosa, he came out, he's looking like Michael Jackson. That would be awesome. But he definitely does not look good underweight. He looks underweight.
He does. His head is too big. He's one of the head guys.
Head too big for that body. Head too big for that little ass body. Yeah. Number 8, Anthony Anderson. You may have noticed these are all black guys. This list will be in order of better to worse. So we're putting the black ones in the back of the bus because they look better than the worse ones. So in this case, it's actually reverse racism.
I see.
If your money, if your paycheck depends upon you being a charismatic, funny, fat guy, losing weight? That's got to hurt your wallet. Has he been in any movies as a thin?
He's been, he guest hosted Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Has he been funny in anything?
I didn't particularly think he was funny.
He was a funny guy back in the day,
he
right?
He used to be funny, yeah. He had that voice, that mm-hmm. scratchy voice used to bring it home.
He would always be shocked. Y'all doing that for real?
at that, he would react shocked. He'd be like, "Man, you farting!"
Yeah,
something like that.
That's a good Anthony Anderson.
"Man, you farting."
I thought that was Anthony Anderson for a second there. Kelly Osbourne, she's looking older than her parents. And that Ozempic is not working at all for your ass. Ozempic, it has like the, it has terrible side effects, and that's something you can immediately find out. They're not like hidden side effects.
The stomach paralysis bit. That's the part that gets me. Yeah, your stomach stops digesting food, and then it sits in your gut and rots. The food rots.
Bro, what are the side effects? Oh, it's really bad. They're really bad. I still want it. I guess you must just want to be thin that badly, huh?
Thin and miserable, as everyone in this list appears.
Number 6, Ethan Klein. He used to have a better look, and now he's just... You got to get off that Ozempic stuff. Can you even get off it?
And I don't know what would happen to one if they were to do that, but I noticed that, you know, he's got kind of his eyebrow thing. So I know people that have that. That's not a big deal when you have a full face. But
the
when
twitch
your
or the eyebrows?
The twitch.
The twitch.
Like he's got, you know, the twitch.
Do we know what that is?
It's mild Tourette's, okay. Yeah. But he's also, he's just so joyless looking now. That's the part that gets me. Yeah. I was a fan. I used to be a fan back in the day. And then he revealed his true colors, and now we're seeing the inner gargoyle come out. I think that's what he looks like, a gargoyle to me.
I've never, hate watched him or anything. The only thing I remember was that he did a sort of reveal. He was looking at Israel, and it was really funny.
Like, what the fuck? Like, who the fuck put this together? Like, what the fuck is that even?
That was mad funny. Number 5, Rebel Wilson. Who is Rebel Wilson?
Oh, yeah.
She was fun and like last
night. Is that her new face? What does she look like now?
This is the new face. It's too much face.
Is that her now?
It is.
That's too much face.
It is.
She's got to get on HGH or something. That face right there, I don't want to be crass. I know this is kind of disgusting, but she looks like she needs on that thing.
I didn't. That was
I really don't
thing.
Like saying that either, but that's obviously the case.
The truth hurts for it all.
She's like that. I could see her in a comedy where she's sort of bouncing around, like falling over a table and crashing into equipment or something.
She looks like Angry Orange.
Yeah.
You know, where like the features are louder than...
She looks great right there.
Yeah.
I could totally imagine her getting electrocuted in a comedy movie and it would be a funny scene.
Yeah.
Or if someone like shoots her with a sniper rifle in the chest.
Shallow Hal
sequel. And I would just laugh at that. But now she's like a pig.
It's the bobblehead effect. She's got the bobblehead back.
She never did anything to hurt a fly. I'm not going to say anything bad about Rebel Wilson. I just want her to be healthy.
Sure. But the next Rebel Wilson or the next whoever, avoid this. Don't do, like, this is, you know, it's not worth it with the gut.
No.
It's not worth it.
Next up, Jonah Hill. Can we look up Jonah Hill now, please, Ryan?
This one's going to be depressing.
I remember when he was fat, he was just magic on screen. You know, he looked so good. A Wolf of Wall Street. He was fantastic. Now he looks like a guy that should be selling you some type of baked good that gets you twerked up. And these tattoos, the tattoos are not good. If you're like sort of a pudgy, lovable Jewish kid, you got to get covered in tattoos once you flip the script on him. Look at him. He's looking like he looks like a pirate. He looks like Johnny Depp in the pirate movie. What is this?
Sadness in the eyes.
Sadness in the eyes because he can't have cake. So much joy on the left side of the screen.
It makes me think, if Santa lost weight, Santa Claus.
Yeah, nobody Santa Claus like lost him. Weight, he'd be, get the fuck away from me.
Get out of here. Get out of my
chair. Get away from me, thin Santa. I'm not going to buy your CBD-infused incense.
This one, he's like kind of not messing around. A little vascularity in the bicep.
Now, you like Jonah Hill?
He's fine. I don't have strong opinions. Like
I like Jonah Hill. I've never seen him do anything that made me pissed off. I like Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Good for him. I hope he gets all the treats that he needs.
And you made this point on the other show, too, where it's like a lot of these guys have a front-facing thing, but they're kind of like real dudes.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jonah Hill was cool.
He's a cool hang.
Him and Asmongold.
Oh, yeah.
I know everybody thinks Asmongold's like this diva. He's got a rep for being sort of a vicious diva, like bitch. But behind the scenes is actually a chill guy. Next up, Kevin Smith. Stinky poo-poo Kevin Smith. That's what they used to call him in high school because he would always take these fat shits.
He talks down to his audience by calling them, like, kids. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Hey, kids, it's me, Uncle fucking Kevin Smith." And the fake smile.
He's like a lovable uncle.
Right.
And there he is being insane, making the most grotesque face possible.
Oh, I didn't know there's a divot in his head. Is that...
That's a dent that was put there. He was carjacked, and the carjacker punched him in the head. He was going to let him go initially because Kevin Smith stepped out and gave him the car, but then he realized he was carjacking Kevin Smith, and so he hit him in the side of the head as hard as he possibly could with a roll of quarters, and Kevin Smith has a permanent dent in the head from this.
So we can't actually judge his behavior on its merits. He's affected. No.
He's had a brain tumor since before he started making films. So that sort of skewed his everything.
If I'm remembering correctly, I think there was a story where he was on a plane and he was too fat to be on the plane, so they had to make him leave.
You've heard by now that movie director Kevin Smith was thrown off a Southwest Airlines flight over the weekend, in his words, because he was too fat to fly. Southwest later apologized and gave him a refund, but Smith is still mad about it, and he's using the internet to try to keep pressure on the airline.
Just wanted to make sure I wasn't too fat for the frame.
Kevin Smith might be a cool guy.
He's probably awesome, but
I don't want to talk shit about Kevin Smith. What did he ever do to us?
Literally nothing. He's created great films
for us. Yeah, Jalen Silent Bob are the shit.
He did get arrested recently, and the officer at gunpoint, because I think he was like, let him on a high-speed chase.
Yeah.
And he said, you have the right to remain silent, Bob.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're not going to hate on Kevin Smith.
That was good.
Just edit that so it sounds like we're complimenting him. Okay, guys? Please. Yo.
What do we edit that to sound like?
It's not going to sound like anything because I'm shitting my pants right now. Next, what did I eat today?
That's a new game.
Oh yeah, cookies.
Just cookies.
Only cookies.
And Ozempic.
That's why. Cookies and nicotine pouches. Oh man, my tummy ickums. Penn Jillette. Now this guy I do not like. Penn Jillette is a vaccine apologist, middle brain, lefty, know-it-all, fruitcake. He did that video throwing ping pong balls to show you that you should vaccinate. Remember that video?
Hi, I'm Penn, and this is my partner, Teller. You may have heard vaccination causes autism in 1 out of 110 children. Fuck that. Total bullshit. It doesn't. But let's imagine it does.
I want him to look into the weaponization of ticks and do a compelling video on that. I think he would handle that subject matter in an interesting way. Does he even have what it takes anymore now that he's thin? Oh, he looks bad. Yo, he doesn't look good. No. There's worse. Get the worst ones.
When you get so skinny, you look like an Italian rapist.
Nah, that's not the worst one. There's a worse one.
He's got one before he did the neck surgery. Took care of the skin there.
Yo, no. On the left side.
Dylan?
Should blur out that neck.
Yo, Penn, you look bad. Let your family have some dignity and just die at that point. Stay indoors until you're dead. Don't let people take pictures of you.
You ever see his house?
Is it a magic house?
Yeah, no.
What a fucking pinhead.
Levels of magic too. It's like Rocco's Modern House.
Come on, man.
The Slammer, he calls it.
Yo, the Slammer.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. They repainted it.
Prison themed mansion.
Cartoon.
It's a surrealist prison.
I kind of like it.
Fucking idiot.
You like it?
I kind of like that.
Fucking moron,
it's insane
man.
Insane looking. Let's see the inside. Let's get an inner inside tour.
I like that picture. His face. It's like he's reacting to somebody calling him out on his house.
No, that's where he's located. Like,
oopsie. Oopsie, I built a house. What a fucking moron. That's how you know he's low IQ, is because of that. Even if you're obsessed with something, I'm not building a race car themed house. Oh, there's a racetrack. Vroom, vroom, vroom. My house has cars everywhere. A hood of a car on the ceiling. A Ferrari logo. Vroom, 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 zoom, zoom.
Nickelodeon Studios.
What does that do to your psyche, living in a set like that? Yuck.
That's probably better.
Ugh. Finally, number one is not Lena Dunham. This is the inverse. She does look worse as a big fat monster. I am looking forward to when she starts taking Ozempic and becomes her final ghoul form, when God no longer allows her to take the guise of a normal human being and her insides manifest on her outsides and she looks like a demonic ghoul when she loses weight. That'll be fun. But right now I'm going to go out there and say she does not look better as a thin version of whatever that is. She looks worse, much worse, as a big fat pig monster. Yo. She should have a rockabilly house with a 1950s diner kitchen inside, and she should wear big moo-moos and listen to the B-52s looking like that. I wonder what she does for sex. Now, that's too far, and it's gross, but I do need to know. What does she do? I'm sure it involves tools. I don't want to think about it.
Levers and pulleys.
It's got to involve levers and pulleys, for sure.
Oh, I'd leave her, and I'd pulley out of the driveway, and I would drive away from her place.
Mm-hmm.
But for Lena, there is no escape, unfortunately. Ozempic, not Ozempic.
None of that shit's going to work on her. She's actually
impenetrable.
She actually has Ozempic resistant obesity. We're just hanging out. This is the Sam Hyde show. You've been watching it for years, and you'll watch it for more years. You guys know me. You come to me for comedy advice, but you also come to me for life advice. And you know my style by now. I'm big into prepping. I'm big into EDC. That's everyday carry for you laymen out there. You're not gonna catch me without a knife and a gallon of gas, because when shit hits the fan, I know that to rebuild society, I'm gonna need a pocket knife and a gallon of gas. That's why I always carry my Jump Medic kit. The thing about this kit, it doesn't look out of place or weird. When I'm trying to convince people that I'm normal, that I'm cool, that I have it under control, they're looking to me for guidance. What are we gonna do if the nukes go off? Boom, I got it right here. Jump Medic. That's the brand. Remember the name, guys. All I know is that when shit hits the fan, after Charlottesville 2, and the
Chiggas
are coming up, and I see
Chigga Man
coming up my lawn, I'm gonna have my rifle, my AR-15, customized rifle. I don't buy off the shelf. I go nuts with the rifle customization, okay? I use these special bullets called
Young Whoops.
And when I see the
G-tunet
coming up over the hill, bang! Bang! Jump Medic's right by my side. Oh, there's 10 over on the hill there. Surrounded by it's the end of the world. Bang! Bang! Here's my Jump Medic in case one of my guys gets injured. It's packed with everything I need. Blood glucose monitoring system. First aid guide. Yeah, I'm gonna read this.
He, in fact, did not read the pamphlet.
Look how small the print is. It was printed in the USA. Now, these aren't average ordinary scissors, all right? These are war scissors, okay? And these right here, these have a carabiner. This will support a 400-pound man trying to climb. We use this carabiner to support our weight on these war scissors right here. These are actually pretty good war scissors. Yep, those passed the brake test. Well, they're curved now. War scissors. What's this, a pen? See? Never caught without my EDC, guys. This flashlight right here saved my life probably a trillion times. If I go, hey, listen, worst case scenario, home invasion, my home is like a fortress. I go to, I call it Point Alpha. I retreat to Point Alpha. That's my step one. When they break into my home in the hypothetical scenario that I imagine, I retreat to Point Alpha. Any niggas down there? Obviously, Jump Medic's riding with me the whole time. I can't sleep unless I have Jump Medic on my person like this, ready to spring into action. I sleep like this. I sleep with the Jump Medic like this. Bag cream, they got fucking this. My favorite part about this is it's easy to get through the airport. Yeah, of course I'm ready. We got, oh, that's actually pretty good. You guys play video games, right? You'll recognize this from one of your favorite games. It's called Diegetic Inventory. Oh, gyno tools. I knew we'd be getting into the fetish stuff here with these guys. This is called the Pussy Ripper 9000. Fat girls love this one. Right now, when you go to jumpmedic.com and enter code SAM, you'll get 10% off your Jump Medic. So it's only $450 or whatever the price is. It's cheap. topic. GATE program much? Ever heard of it? This is the real deal, guys. GATE, and alternatively TAG. GATE is gifted and talented education, right? TAG is talented and gifted, so they flip it on you. Were programs still running in some places that attempted to alter the educational structure for gifted and talented children, intent on identifying them early on through various forms of testing, including auditory tests, IQ tests, reading comprehension exams, and more. These alternative education structures were intent on aiding the gifted student in learning at their own accelerated pace while potentially becoming a recruiting mechanism for the molding of potential future leaders and change aid agents. Now, is that real?
It's heavily speculated.
Am I going to get flamed for this? Who's talking about this on the computer? Gifted people. Gifted. Okay? Young men who are sitting at the fucking computer and they're gifted and they don't have a job and they got nothing going on. And that's gotta hurt. So you probably do need to create your own QAnon-like conspiracy for how they were doing it. They were gonna make you the president. They were grooming you to be the president, man. Secret societies, man. They were grooming. I was becoming the president, man. I was going to be a CEO of a major corporation. That's what I was being tested for. That's why they put headphones on me and made me raise my hand when I heard a beep. Am I out of pocket for saying this?
That's a valid theory.
I don't want to rain on anybody's parade here with the GATE program. I'm sure it's real. We are assured by Jay Dyer, who is knowledgeable, that this is a real thing. I'm not saying no to this entirely. I am saying if you were a gifted young lad, that probably went to your head, as it did mine, as it did most people I know who were gifted, and you were a fucking fruitcake loser in your 20s that thought you knew everything, and that didn't quite mesh up with reality where you have to be nice to your fat coworkers. That's just a theory. This is from r/aftergifted.
So all the red is either a improper grammar or misspelling.
This is just my theory, okay? I'm not saying this is the way it is. I don't question Jay Dyer. He's one of these very knowledgeable guys here, so I'm going to go with his official take on this. But I will suggest that it's possible that there are some people who were, if you're told you're gifted when you're a young person, it probably fucks you up. That's what it did to me. It made me not work. It made me think I was better than everybody. And when that didn't mesh up with reality, I had a chip on my shoulder for 10 years. I think that probably happens to a lot of people, okay? What are some good habits for a gifted person? For years, I've been struggling from mental health issues.
Well,
now,
good.
Already, it doesn't sound like you're very gifted. If you were gifted, would you have mental health issues? That doesn't sound like an alpha Chad to me. Sounds like a beta male. Ranging from procrastination. Brother, it sounded like we might have to talk about what show criteria is for gifted. Is gifted that you were able to put together your own gaming PC? When you were 14, you put together a computer so you could play Fortnite. And your parents went, oh my God. It's the next Johnny Bosco or whoever the computer genius is that everybody's worshiping these days. Is that what happened? You put together a Lego set and your parents went, oh my goodness, look, little Billy's so gifted. Oh, he's gonna make us $1 million one day. Billy, go get a job. What should I do? Should I get an English degree? Smoke weed. Is that what happened? I don't know. Procrastination? Overthinking? I like when people throw the word overthinking around. When you see the word or you hear overthinking, I like to imagine, you remember the Buster Sword from Final Fantasy VII?
Is that the big broad one?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Swinging that around. I'm overthinking right now. I'm thinking as hard as I can all fucking day about everything that could go wrong, about everything I should be doing. I'm thinking as much as I possibly can. I don't know if overthinking means what people think it means. If you're thinking about where to get your CBD gummies or what to masturbate to, or if you have some gremlin in your head and you're spinning your wheels I don't know if he should be using the word overthinking for that. Whatever this kid's problem is, if the inside of your head is like a nitro funny car of self-destruction and self-hate, it's not necessarily that it's like the processing power is too great. You know what I mean?
It's the aim.
It's sort of the aim. The aim is a component there. Existential dread. Ooh, am I gonna die? Yes. Yes, you are. Have you ever had existential dread? Yo. If I can accomplish what I want to accomplish in life, then everything's cool. If I can fight to make that stuff happen as hard as I can, even if it doesn't happen, everything's good to go. I think existential dread means you're a loser and you have nothing important going on. Could that be what it is?
If you're taskless, all you can think about is the end. I don't have time to think about dying. Sometimes it crosses my mind and I have to surround myself with memento mori to be like, remember, you're going to die. And it's like, oh yeah, that's right.
You are a tool for good. That's what you're supposed to be, all right? The extent to which you follow that and realize that, the extent to which you deny that and get sucked into some mentally ill thing, some communist whatever, that determines the value of your life. That's the cure for existential dread, is just realizing that. What's going to happen? Everything bad that possibly could is what's going to happen. And then you're going to be a corpse. You dumbass. What'd you think was going to happen? You're going to get an ice cream cone? No. What could happen from here? Oh, I wonder, well, maybe I could win the lottery and then live forever and get an ice cream cone. No. The opposite. Yo. And so on. This guy's sounding pretty gifted already. And we're only in sentence one. Dude, you're so gifted. How'd you get so gifted? I'm fucked up. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't do anything. Everything's bad. Yo, you sound gifted, bro. Can I hire you? I'm going to groom you to be the president in my special secret agent talent program. You know what? The whole government wants you as their agent. You fucking idiot. Quick. Yo. Fortnite, I built a computer. Oh. Yo, the whole world, everything you know is a conspiracy to elevate you to the highest levels of secret opportunities. Gate program.
A black guy seeing a guy doing that. Yo, where'd you get all them gifts?
Yeah.
Can I get some of them gifts?
Hell yeah. Since I accepted my giftedness and got it diagnosed, in quotes, I've tried a lot of things. I see a therapist regularly. I'm trying yoga and mindfulness. Bad idea. This is stuff that's proven to make you mentally ill.
Especially the therapist bit. They always have therapists.
Talking about your feelings is probably one of the more destructive things that you can do.
Overthinking.
Classic overthinking behavior.
He's better off getting punched in the face, from what I can tell. He needs to get mugged.
That brings
maybe.
You to the here and now.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe something bad needs to happen. Actually bad.
For sure. Eastern stuff, it's not for a Western mind. Opening up your chakras and emptying your mind to see what happens. What's going to happen? I'll empty my mind. I wonder what's going to fill it. Something not good, probably. I keep a journal of my moods. This is really bad stuff. Is this a woman or a guy right now? Try to go walking and be in nature more. I even send myself daily reminders of things I thought of to keep me a little grounded. The problem is that the regular methods of all these good habits aren't tailored to someone with a really excitable mind. Yeah, it's someone else's fault. I feel like it's helping a little, but I would like to know what you do to keep sane in a world that isn't really designed for a gifted person. Wow.
I think that's so important, too, where you're like, I wonder if this is a man or a woman. You used to be able to tell.
Mm-hmm.
So a Redditor.
It's a Redditor. Mm-hmm. That's gender Reddit.
The third gender.
The world isn't designed for a gifted person.
These guys watch too many movies where the main character is struggling, but they're gifted. They're just depressed because, nihilism.
Yeah.
Nihilism is the reality.
They
Nothing
see
matters.
Through it all, and everybody's...
We're all meat. We're all sentient meat, right? That's all it is.
Did you guys read Catcher in the Rye?
Yeah.
I always hated that book.
I didn't get the appeal. I
hated that shit.
Yeah. I think I spent most of it reading on the toilet, to be honest.
We'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. See you in a minute.
Introducing the diesel-powered sleep apnea mask. Watch the diesel combust into the tube valve. And once it clears through our six-valve filtration system, the mixture is safe to inhale. Our cutting-edge technology is engineered and tested by our trained scientists who have access to research in America's top leading university laboratories, equipped with specialized instruments and resources as the safest company that uses diesel sleep technology on the market. With a safety horn that sounds the alarm if your oxygen levels get too low.
Gonna go to the bank first thing tomorrow. I'm gonna write you a check.
Is everything okay, honey?
I haven't slept in 3 days. I'm going crazy!
Our product has won over 50 awards alone this year, including the Knapp Nobel and Blanket of Brilliance from USA Science. Yo, check this out. To order today, call 555-555-555-555-5552.
Hello? 911? I have a knife, and I'm thinking about hurting my family.
America's golden age is over now.
Shit looks like fucking Iraq.
I don't want to hear it.
There's no Disney if you lose.
We've created life reimagined.
This one's for the beauty in the back.
You don't got a speck of homosexuality in you, do you, son?
What are they gonna do?
They don't need a reason. Their reason is in here.